So continuing with the David Hashem Ayri, the Baal HaTurim finds a hint to Elul in this chapter of Tehillim, because we say right at the end of the Perek, Lulei hemanti lirois betziv Hashem beretz chay, had I not trusted that I would see the goodness of Hashem in the land of life. Lulei, lamed, vav, lamed, aleph, is Elul backwards. Lulei hemanti. Oh, that's a nice idea. Just a hint. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin takes the idea of L'David Hashem Oiri and Elul much further, much deeper. He points out that the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech, in this chapter, was stating his complete emunah in Hashem to provide reward in a just way. But, on the other hand, he doesn't know if he's worthy of deserving the reward, because maybe he's going to commit an avera in the future. Okay. So Rav Tzadok suggests that it's for this pasuk that we recite L'David Hashem specifically in Elul. What are we saying? We want to show we're going to change. We're not going to have any avaras in the future. And therefore, there's nothing that's going to prevent us from receiving our Kodesh Baruch Hu's reward in the future. That's what it means. Lulei. Lulei is the letters of Elul. This is the time, says the Tzaddik and the Pre-Tzaddik, this is the time to fix ourselves up, that chet shouldn't get in the way. That's what it's all about. Elul's a commitment. It's a commitment to change. That chet shouldn't get in the way of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being able to give us absolutely everything. So maybe when we say these words, Lulei Hemanti. Lulei Hemanti is Elul. It's a confidence that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives and gives and gives. The only thing that gets in the way of the relationship is us. So it's up to us to make the difference. It's up to us to make the change. He doesn't need to change. We do. And if we can make that commitment, if we can make that change within ourselves, it'll all be different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa, His bounty, will flow to us as it's meant to. Hashem's Kulo Taiv. It's only good. We get in the way. We abuse the gift of free will. We make wrong choices. We make mistakes. Okay? But if we can commit to making that change, that enables the Shefa, the bounty, Hashem's goodness to flow again. That's what it's all about. Lulei hemanti lirois betziv Hashem be'eretz achayim. Lulei Elul, recognizing it's tziv Hashem. Had I not trusted that I'd see the goodness of Hashem, it's there. The goodness of Hashem is ready and it's available to us. Let's not allow our negative behavior to get in the way, to block the relationship, to cause an obstruction. Elul enables all of that to get out of the way, to push it aside, to reconnect, to recalibrate, to realign ourselves with what we really know we want, what's really true, what's valuable, precious, and good. That's Lulei Hemanti Lois V'tziv Hashem Be'eretz Achayim. That's Lulei, that's Elul. It's so much more. It's so much more than a word game. It's really the essence of what Elul is really about.